Today's daf is daf nun, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tet Amud Beit. So till now we've been dealing with the elements of the interaction of shor with the location and the type of nezek, and now we're going to move on to bor and also deal with the location of the bor, the various types of nezek. Thing is, when it comes to bor, the location becomes much more location, location, location than it does by shor, because by shor the location is a question of where would you be chayav, but by bor it may even be an existential definition of what a bor is. Now, if the Torah is mechayav you only on a bor that you own, so then you've got problems, because then, of course, the location is central. I can't own a bor in Rishut HaRabim, which would be, strangely enough, would mean if I take all the middle of Rishut HaRabim, I'd be potter, which is unbelievable. And yet we saw there's just such a possibility. We saw earlier. So let us take a look. Once again, finally, we're at the spot where it makes all the difference in the world. And we're going to get into the details. But of course, there's going to be a lot to penetrate before we get to the bottom of this. So until we get to the end of the sugya, please suspend judgment, because there's all kinds of new information that's going to keep coming up. Achofer bor b'rishut hayachid. Someone digs a bor in the rishut hayachid, but the opening to the bor is in Rishut HaRabim. Very similar to those, I think they still do it in the States, where the sewer opening is on the side of the street, not like here where it's in the middle and covered with a grate, but rather there's an opening on the side. The street itself is made with an incline to either direction, and the water goes gushing down the side. But over it. But the side itself, what's under there, is in Rishut HaYachid. But people can fall in from the Rishut HaRabim. Now over there, you'd own the bor because you dig the bor in Rishut HaYachid. And it's a dangerous bor because people could fall in from Rishut HaRabim. Or for that matter, if you actually dug the bor in Rishut HaRabim, in which case you don't own the bor, and then you open the bor into Rishut HaYachid and you proceed to be mafkir the Rishut HaYachid, so now people can also fall into the bor, and you can't say to them, what were you doing in my Rishus to fall into the bor? So there we've got, in fact, even a possibility of ownership, because you may not be mafkir the bor, you may only be mafkir the rishut. Or for that matter, you open a bor in a rishut hayachid, and you open it in another rishut hayachid. U'petachol rishut hayachid acher. So over there, even though there's no rishut harabim at all, in other words, the bor is not under rishut harabim, is not open rishut harabim, but in the end, you're mafkir the rishut that has the bor opening in it, there too you would be chayiv. Tanu rabbanan. Hachofer bor b'rishut hayachid, u'petachol rishut harabim. If you dig a bor in rishut hayachid and open it into the rishut harabim, so since now you have a dangerous opening in rishut harabim, that's the equivalent of digging a bor in rishut harabim, and you're chayev, and indeed, v'zehu bor ha'amur b'torah, that's exactly the bor that the Torah is referring to, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So in other words, what Rabbi Yishmael appears to be saying is that the bor that the Torah was b'chayev you on is specifically a bor which you own. So if you own it, why are you chayev for people falling in? Because like an idiot, you opened it up in a way that people from Rishut HaRabim can fall into it. But that's the only issue. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, says, Hifkir Rishuto v'lo hifkir boro. The only time you'd be chayev in a bor, zehu bor ha'amur b'Torah. He seems to be saying, the only time you'd be chayev on a bor is where you actually create the bor in your own rishus. You keep that rishus. And then you're mafke the rishus so that people can fall into it. Now, I mean, what's the difference exactly between these two sheikhs? What are they arguing about? Zehu bor ha'amur b'Torah. And that's the bor that we're talking about. So, I mean, if what we're talking about over here is that Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, the opening of the bor into the Rishut HaRabim, is what you're chayev on. In other words, we're being mechayev you, even though the bor is not in Rishut HaRabim. All that counts is that you created an obstacle in Rishut HaRabim, but I don't care about the ownership. I'm just saying you could be chayev even if the hole is under your own Rishut. All I care about is how dangerous it is. So then Rabbi Yishmael seems to be saying, the only thing the Torah cares about is the fact that you created an opening in Rishut HaRabim. Where it leads to is irrelevant. It leads to death and damage. That's what's important. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is saying, no, it's the ownership that's important. Now, assuming that that's the machloket, we have a serious problem. Because then the Mishnah doesn't work according to anybody. Because the Mishnah says both cases. Talks about being chayav for the bar b'shut hayachid u'p'tachol u'shut rabim, which Rabbi Shmuel says is the only bar that should be chayav on, and therefore does not work out a libid Rabbi Akiva, and then proceeds to say, actually, if the bar was in reshut hayachid, and it was open at reshut hayachid, and then you were mafkir the area, then you're chayav, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't seem to agree to that. That's only Rabbi Akiva. Because at the time that you dug it, you didn't do anything wrong. Where did the Torah ever say that you're chayav for being mafkir or reshus? So then that means that the mission doesn't work out according to anybody. So that is difficult to believe. And therefore, we now have a machloket coming up as to how to understand the machloket of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in such a way that we can work the Mishnah out. So now, what is the machloket, says the Gemara? Omar Rabba, let me explain what I believe the machloket to be here. The truth is that I think that before Bereshut HaRabim, Kule Amalot Pligidim Echayev, that there was never a question if a guy digs a bor in Reshut HaRabim, and the opening is in Reshut HaRabim, everybody is b'chayev in that, because, I mean, it's the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki yiftach ish bor, v'chi yichre ish bor, ask yourself, you need to mention digging a bor or opening a bor. I mean, if you're willing to say that a person is chayev for opening a bor, Kochken is going to be chayev for digging the bor. I mean, when he opens the bor, he can claim, well, the bor was always here. I mean, you can't make me responsible just for moving a piece of wood. So, if the Torah is ready to be mechayev a man for uncovering a bor, koshken, it's going to be mechayev and for digging a bor. Therefore, it must be coming to tell me, look, I am being mechayev you, al iskei pticha, val iskei kriya ba'alo. The Torah is saying, forget about owning a bor. You have nothing to do with the bor. But you open the bor? That's what you're chayev on. That's the point. If it wouldn't have said both of those lashonot, I could have thought it meant his bar. Here it comes on to say, the only thing that's important is not ownership, the fact of creating a mazik in Reshut HaRabim. Fine. Where the mazik is actually located? Irrelevant. Where's the hole? That's what you need to look at. Peta, kriya. Okay. So that's not the machloket. I'll tell you what the machloket is. The machloket is, if you did not make an opening in Reshut HaRabim, there, that's the question. So it was entirely in your reshut. Then you go ahead in your mafkir. Rabbi Akiva holds, in that case, you're also chayav. Not only chayav. Of course, we're going to have to worry about why did Rabbi Akiva say, and that is the bor. I mean, you're saying they're both the bor. Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. But Rabbi Akiva says, look, even if the bor was in your reshut, so you'll say, when I dug that bor, did I do anything wrong? No. So it wasn't ki yiftach v'ki yichre, no danger to anybody. Now that I'm mafkir my reshut, did the Torah ever say that I am chayev for being mafkir or reshut? Nonetheless, says Rabbi Akiva, I'll bring you proof that you are chayev, because the posse continues to say, ba'al habor yishalem. What do you mean, ba'al habor? There is no ba'al habor. We said that the guy dug a hole. How do you suddenly call him the owner of the hole? How do you own a hole? Must be, therefore, the Itle Baalim Kamrach. What the Torah is saying, we're talking about a bor that is owned. So if the bor is owned, how in the world was I chayev on it if it's my own? Obviously, it's talking about that I was now mafkir my reshut. So now people can fall into my bor. Oh, so apparently you are indeed chayev for a bor that you own, because now it too is dangerous for the people that are going to be walking around, because now they become B'nai Reshut HaRabim. Fascinating. Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the words Ba'al HaBor Yishalem, which seems to add this new type of bor? Rabbi Shmuel says the word Ba'al does not necessarily mean legal ownership. The word Ba'al implies the man who made it happen. That's all. The same thing we talked about, the woman with the vladot. The Baal didn't really mean her husband or legal husband. It meant the man who made it happen. So here too, it's the Baal HaTakala. It's the guy who is responsible for the creation of the Takala. And it has nothing to do with the ownership of the bor itself. But indeed, the only bor that you chayev is the bor Bereshut HaRabim. As far as the bor in your reshut is concerned, even though you're mafkir, you're reshus, you'd still be potter. So now let's analyze the language. What exactly does you mean when you say "my zehu bar"? Amur b'Torah dekam Rabbi Akiva. Understand? Rabbi Yishmael indeed was saying there's only one kind of bar, and that's a bar b'Rishut Rabbi. Perhaps you could create a bar b'Rishut Rabbi by being mafkir your bar and the Rishut, and now I'm being the creator of a takol and Rishut Rabbi. I may not argue on that, but I certainly hold that if you own your own bar, you tell people, "What are you doing in my bar?" That's still true. I mean, I certainly wasn't mafkir my Rishut for you to come sue me for my having been mafkir. You don't like my Rishut? Don't come into my Rishut. But don't come into my Rishut and then sue me. I'm simplifying. And I'll get back to that simplification in a moment. Okay, but remember, watch my lips. Okay, what I said was, you have a right to taina to people. What are you doing in my bar? Which would imply that even if your bar were up against the edge of the Rishut HaRabim, you would still be able to say, "What are you doing in my bar?" This is a completely different approach that I also said. Nobody even noticed. I contradicted myself. I said that I was mafkir my Rishut, and if you don't like my Rishut, don't come into my Rishut. Which would imply that if I dug something right up against the Rishut HaRabim and I own it, I could not say, "Hey, what are you doing in my bar? You should have stayed away. Who told you to walk right up on the edge where you could fall?" Now the truth is that is a machloket Rashi and Tosfos. What is the correct explanation? Is it because you cannot be mechayev a person for being mafkir his Rishut if you don't like it, where he's not mafkir the bar? Or whether it's because you have a right to say you should keep your distance from the edge of a bar and not fall into it? I understand. Obviously, you can make a fence. The question is, do you have to make a fence? That we're going to see later on the Gemara. In fact, Tosfos is going to bring a raya from a Gemara later on, who's mechayev construction fences for contractors, that Rashi is wrong. Apparently, without a fence, you would be chayev. Okay, but we'll see. But in any event, when Rabbi Akiva says, "And that's the bar," it's not true. The way you just explained it, Rabba, is not "that's the bar," that's one of the bars. Rabbi Yishmael has a right to say "that's the bar" because it's the only bar. But why is Rabbi Akiva saying "that's the bar"? Ah, no, no, no. What Rabbi Akiva is saying is, do you want to take a look at what the Torah is talking about in terms of responsibility, in terms of paying? Well, the only one who pays in the Torah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I understand that the broader implication of the pasuk is that you're chayev on both borot. But the only one that the Torah discusses openly about chayev money is Baal HaBor. So Zehu, this is the bor. Shepatakwa HaKatuv Tchilada Tashlumim. Isn't this the first bor that the Torah is talking about in terms of payment? So Rabbi Yishmael, come off it. I mean, how can you disagree? This is what we're referring to. Baal HaBor. Okay, so now that would mean that the understanding of the Mishnah that you would be chayev in both cases is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael would say, no. The only case you're chayev on is where you open a bor into a Rishut HaRabim. Rav Yosef says, I say just the opposite. I say, as a matter of fact, Baal HaBor is a given. Both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva agree that if the Torah is talking about the owner of a bor, then the primary bor is a bor that is actually your own, that was dug in Rishut HaYachid, and that afterwards the rabbim were mitkarev elav, and that's the bor. So Rishut HaYachid kuli amelo pligi de mechayev, on the contrary. The bor that you're chayev on, according to everyone, is a bor Rishut HaYachid. My taima Baal HaBor, Omer Rachmana. Bebor, the itbe Baalim. We're obviously talking about a bor that has an owner, Askinan. The machloket is about a bor Rishut HaRabim. It's Rabbi Yishmael who's the one that holds that either case is chayev, and that was what the Mishnah was referring to. Because Rabbi Yishmael insists that you would also be chayev in a bor Rishut HaRabim, not only in a bor Rishut HaYachid. So bor Rishut HaRabim, nami chayev. Why? And once again, so you see clearly that the Torah wishes to add another bor. A bor that is yours because you created it, and not because you literally own it. So I never would have used the word Baal if it wouldn't be shayach to own a bor. That's really a bor that's given. But I expand the meaning of Baal only because of kiyichra v'kiyivtach. So in this, Rabbi Yishmael is the one who's more expansive, and Rabbi Akiva constricts the meaning of bor dafka to the ownership of a bor. And how indeed does Rabbi Akiva understand the Kiyichrev Kiyiftach Alibet Rabbi Yosef? Because since Rabbi Akiva learns that you're potter in a barber of the Rabbim, amazingly, because after all, you don't own it. So how would he understand it? He would say, look, that doesn't prove anything. You're claiming that Kiyiftach and Kiyichrev are unnecessary. You only need to tell me Kiyiftach, and obviously Kiyichrev, not true. Hanech Mitzvah Tzrichim. Let us say that the Torah would do and would say only Kiyiftach. You're claiming that that's a given. Ah, but excuse me. Remember that the Torah also says Kiyiftach Ishbor V'lo Yechasen, which is mashma that if you cover a bor, you're potter. How about if you dug the bor? If you cover the bor, are you potter? Perhaps if you actually dug the bor, we can say to you, listen, you dug a bor, and now you put a plank over the bor, and if something happens to the plank, you're going to say, wow, what can I do? I covered it. Excuse me. You dug a hole, fill in the hole. And if not, 10 years down the line, we'll come back to you. So therefore, I need to know, v'lo yechasenu, would be on either case. So I would have thought only a poteach, a guy who merely took off a cover, who desagile bikisui. There it's enough if he recovers. But if he's a koreh, he actually digs the bor itself, lo sagilo bikisui, he's not going to be able to potter himself by covering the bor. He'll have to fill in the bor the way it was before. On the other hand, if the Torah would have written the kiyichre ishbor and lo yichasenu, so then I know everything. That even for digging a bor, it's sufficient to cover it. Yes, I would know that. But I also might have made the mistake of thinking that avamina kriya hu deboi kisui. That the only time that the Torah is mechayev you are the kisui, and mechayev you to pay for damages if there's no kisui, is because you created the bor. You dug the hole. Mishum do'avid ma'aser. Mashenkin poteach, where all you did was open a bor, but you did not create the bor. So then you could say, look, I didn't create the obstacle, I only uncovered it. That's a gromam. You can't be machai of me. I'm not the maker of the bor. So, ema kisui nami lo boy, maybe I don't need the kisui to potter myself. Kamash malan, that either case, creating a mazik or opening the mazik is the same thing. That's a big chiddush. So don't tell me that I can learn from there that you can have such a thing as a bor v'rishut harabim. Okay, so now I understand why Rabbi Akiva says, no, the only bor that turns Mekhayev Yohan is a bor that has that is Dafka, the bor that we're referring to of a Bali. But why does Rabbi Akiva say Zehu bor? Rabbi Shmuel say Zehu bor. I thought Rabbi Shmuel holds both a good bor. So by Zehu bor Amur B'Torah to cover Rabbi Shmuel? Well, Rabbi Shmuel means, for heaven's sakes, Rabbi Akiva, read the Pasuk. What's the first bor that the Torah is referring to? Not for pain, but for defining the bor. For saying what a mazik of a bor is. What's the first one? The chiyichreish bor, chiyiftachish bor. That's the first one. That is the bor shepatach bo hakatuv tchila lenezikin. Okay. So we have two opposite approaches between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, machloket amoraim, into how to understand the machloket tanaim of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, which then fits into the Mishnah in entirely opposite ways. Is the Mishnah taking both cases Aliba to Rabbi Shmuel, or is the Mishnah talking about both cases Aliba to Rabbi Akiva? Meitve. HaChofer Bor. We're trying now to get to the bottom of who, between the Amoraim, Rabbah Rabbi Yosef, who is the one that has the correct understanding of the Machloket Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So let's take a look at this brayta. HaChofer Bor Bereshut HaRabim U'petachol Reshut HaYachid Patur. Somebody digs a hole under the Rishut HaRabim, opens the hole, however, in his own Rishut. He's Potter. Now, Alpha Pishen Rishai Lasot came. Even though, now obviously we assume he's Potter in the standard case. Standard case being, he went ahead and was Mafkir his Rishut. Now people are coming into his Rishut, falling into the bor, but he doesn't own the bor because the hole itself was in the Rishut HaRabim. And it says over here it's Potter, right? Okay, so Alpha Bishenu Rishai Lasotkein, even though you have no right to do such a thing, because you have no right to dig subway tunnels underneath a street which may weaken the street. But the fact is that you did not create a hole in the Rishut HaRabim that you own. So even though Eino Rishai Lasotkein She'eino Osin Chalal Tachat Rishut HaRabim, it's prohibited to weaken the street, even though the opening to the hole isn't in the street. HaChofer Borot Shechidu Ma'arot Rishut HaYachid. On the other hand, if you dig a pit of any shape in your own Rishut, and you open it into the Rishut HaRabim, so people in Rishut HaRabim can fall into it, then you're Chayav. Huh. All right, so then obviously we have over here, apparently, a Mandi Omer who says that if the opening of the bor is now going to be dangerous to Rishut HaRabim, but you don't own the bor, you're put. On the other hand, it says that if you have now a bor which you do own, then you'd be Chayav. If you dig a hole in a Rishut HaYachid that's right up against the Rishut HaRabim, like people now who need to dig a hole for construction purposes and put in the concrete for a foundation. So over there, you have a temporary situation, which is one of the cases where we know we make temporary accommodations for things that are dangerous in Rishut HaRabim. So in this case, if you're digging for foundations, even though you're digging up against the Rishut HaRabim, you would be patur. Rabbi Yehuda says a contractor cannot dig up against the Rishut HaRabim unless he builds a fence. Either he can build a fence if it's right up against the Rishut HaRabim, or he can now dig, but not right up against the Rishut HaRabim. So it'd have to be marchik, mimakom drisat ragle adam, umimakom drisat ragle behima, at least arba'a tvachim. You would have to allow for a little bit of space between the foundation hole and the Rishut HaRabim. Now, here's my problem. It's clear from the way that this bright is constructed that the only reason that you're patur is because you were digging foundations, according to this Tanakh. But if you weren't digging foundations, halav le'ushin, you'd be chayav. Despite the fact that you basically have created a bor in your own rishut. Now we have two separate borot. So now I ask you, who's the author of this mishnah, of this braita? I mean, according to Rabbah, at least I make sense out of it. Because the Reish is going alib the Rabbi Yishmael. The Reish says a bor in your rishus, your potter. Well, according to Rabbah, that's true, alib the Rabbi Yishmael, right? The Reisha made it very clear. If you dig the hole in your own rishus, I mean, I assume it means you don't own the hole, but you open the hole in your own rishus. I assume it means that you went ahead and you then went and you were mafka the rishus. I mean, otherwise, what are people doing there, right? So it says over there that the halacha is you would be chayav. But if the bor was in your own rishus, you would be potter. That's what it says. There's only one man in the Omer who says that. And that is Rabbi Yishmael Aliba Rabbah. As Rabbi says, Rabbi Shmuel, there's only one bar that you're chayav on. A bar that's in Rishut HaRabim. Okay? Seifa, obviously, we'll have to say. The Seifa says you're chayav unless you're a contractor. For a contractor, we have special dinim. But that means you're chayav even though it's in your own Rishut. Mm-hmm. That's going Aliba, Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Okay, so it's a little bit of a problem. Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, Seifa, Rabbi Akiva. But at least it makes sense. There's somebody who holds this. But the way Rabbi Yosef is learning, I mean, the safe is great. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, the primary bor is a bor that you own, it's in your own rishus, fine. That's divrei hakol, that's all very nice. I mean, but I don't understand the reisha. Who's the author of the reisha? The reisha says that only a bor b'rishut HaRabim, but not a bor that you own. According to Rabbi Yosef, nobody holds that. He says, everybody says you're chayav, that's a given. You're chayav in a bor in your own rishut. And the only machlokes is whether you're also chayiv in a bor b'rishut HaRabim. But the Reish says just the opposite. The Reish says you're chayiv in a bor b'rishut HaRabim, but not in a rishut, in a bor, that's in your own rishut. So who's saying that? Not Rabbi Shmuel and not Rabbi Akiva. So clearly Rabbi Yosef is wrong. How can you explain this braita if Rabbi Yosef is right? It's got to be Rabbah's approach that at least allows for the Tana Rabbi Shmuel to hold that the only bor that you're chayiv in is the bor b'rishut HaRabim. Says Rabbi Yosef, excuse me, you didn't read the case right. The case, you assumed that the case was, you dug a bor underneath Rishut HaRabim, opened it up at Rishut Yachid, and then you were mafkir your Rishut. Look at that again. Does it say anything about being mafkir your Rishut? Does it? No, it doesn't say a word about being mafkir your Rishut. The Reisha was talking about, actually, where you were not mafkir your Rishut. Lo yifkir lo Rishuto, velo boro. What it's saying is that what you could talk about to the guy who falls into the bor, you could say, sir, you didn't ask me permission to come into my yard to go falling into this bor. This bar is a trap for intruders. So I'm really sorry you fell in. Next time, don't intrude. And if the guy says to you, yes, but this hole door leads right into Rosh HaRabim, which is my Rishos, that has nothing to do with it. How did you fall into it? Okay, that's all. So I say that everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva both agree that in order to become chayev, it's got to be chayev because you put a bar in a place where people have a right to go and fall. But if it's in the middle of your own Rishos, so then they shouldn't have been there. Om Rav Ashi, Ashtu, the Kippur of Yosef, the Divrei Yaakov, says Rav Ashi, well, you know what, I don't think this is very fair. You made it work out better now for Rav Yosef than it works out for Rabbah, because according to Rabbah, it's a machloket. And now you made it work out for Rav Yishmael without it being a machloket. I mean, let's be fair about it. Let's go back and try to make it work out even for Rabbah. I say, L'Rabbah Nami Lo Tuk Meketanoi. I say, we started with understanding that according to Rabbah, the Reish is Rav Yishmael. Fine. Let's work out that the Sefer should be Rabbi Shmuel too. Sefer is also Rabbi Shmuel. Because here's the diak to make in that Sefer. You made the diak, is that time de lo ushin, halav lo ushin chayav. You said it's only because of contractors that are digging foundations, but clearly for anybody else, you would be chayav. Why would you be chayav if it's a barber shuto? That's your problem, right? I tell you that the problem of ushin is that ushin, the hole for the ushin, is always slightly larger, obviously, than the ushin, right? In other words, you need to make a foundation. Now, the way that you make a foundation is you want to make maximal use of the area that you have building rights to. So you're going to put the building facing the Rishut HaRabim. If it's going to be facing the Rishut HaRabim, you want the foundation on the edge of Rishut HaRabim. In order to make the foundation on the edge of Rishut HaRabim, you're going to have to dig a hole that extends another inch into Rishut HaRabim. Ah, once you extend something into Rishut HaRabim, you can't say, well, I mean, it's in my own property. Excuse me. I mean, I started losing my footing because of your idiotic hole. So Bishleim, if you're a contractor, and we allow, as the Rashba explains, we allow contractors special rights, again, because of social needs. That's because that's called the shalom of society, ultimately. People need to be able to construct buildings without being held in court all the time. It's a temporary situation. So we allow the temporary situation, as we saw many other issues that we'll allow. Okay? So then it's okay. But for a regular guy to go out without the need for constructing, and it's convenient for him to make a hole that has a little bit of arvuche into Rishut HaRabim, for that you would be chayav. And I say everybody would agree to that. So therefore, even Rabbi Yishmael, who normally says, no, you're only chayav if you make a hole in Rishut HaRabim, that is a hole in Rishut HaRabim. It's not a big hole. It doesn't matter. It's a hole in which people walking through Rishut HaRabim are going to lose their footing. They're going to fall into a hole. That's enough of a takala in Rishut HaRabim. Okay? I got another question for you then. Meitfen. You managed to make this brayta work out either according to Rabbah or according to Rabbi Yosef. Let's take a look at this one. HaKofer bor Rishut HaYachid Uptachol Rishut HaRabim Chayav Rishut HaYachid Asmuchal Rishut HaRabim Patur. Now, here it's saying that if you own a bor in Rishut HaYachid, even though it's right up against the Rishut HaRabim, and people can obviously fall into it, you're Patur. So now, according to Rabbah, this makes perfectly good sense if it's expressing the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Because Rabbi Yishmael says, the only time you're Chayev, Zeu Bor Amor Patura, says Rabbah. The only time you're Chayev is making a hole in Rishut HaRabim. Did you make a hole in Rishut HaRabim? No, not Chayev. What's the problem? So the Reisha, fine. Is the whole thing matters, Kula Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yosef, I mean, the first case, fine, I understand. Rabbi Yosef says Rabbi Akiva disagrees, no such thing as a bor b'Rishut HaRabim. Okay. So then the Reish is going, Aliva, the Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yosef claims that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva agree that if a bor is in your own Rishut, that the din is that you're chayav. And over here it says the din is that you're potter. Nobody holds that. So clearly, Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of the machlokas is wrong. This doesn't make sense. This is a problem. Says Rabbi Yosef, well, there's one way out of the problem. As you know, there is a case where you can own a hole right up against Rishut HaRabim and not be chayav. If you're a contractor. This bright that's talking about contractors. What else can you say? So it's talking about over here. It's talking about Bechor Fela Ushin. Therefore it works out. Aliba de Kulei Alma. And there's no problem with at all. That's all. Tan Rabban, Chafar upatach umatzal Rabbi. You dig a hole, so you dig a water hole in the Rishut Rabbi, and then you notify the local authorities, I dug a hole to be a cistern as a public service. If you don't like it, let me know. But I'm giving it over to you. It's your responsibility. And I expect that the public works will now be responsible from this point on, now that somebody was dumb enough to do a favor for the tzibur. But I don't want to be in the position of getting sued for my favor. So in such a case, you would be patur. But if you were chafar or patach, even though it's a favor, you're digging a hole as a water cistern for the public, but you don't inform the public, and the public works are not aware of this, v'lo masal rabim, chayav. Okay? V'chein minago shenechunya chofer barot shechinu ma'arot. The famous nechunya, who used to go around, this was the Johnny Appleseed of cisterns, so he used to go around in order to make it easier for the Oile Regalim to come up to the Beit HaMikdash. And oftentimes when you would come up, they would need water. There wasn't any public waterworks. So what he would do is he would go around digging these cisterns, but he didn't want to get sued either. I mean, obviously, the ability to be sued is an implication of danger. I mean, that's the point. So he wanted to be Mekayim, the halacha, of giving it over to the waterworks, to public works. So he would dig the pit, and then he would be Moser l'Rabim. U'cheshesham'u chachamim davar. When the chachamim heard about his hanhaga, they were very impressed, and they said, Kiyem zu halacha zu. This guy, Nechunya Appleseed, is being Mekayim this halacha. What is that supposed to mean? The man was a big tzaddik. I mean, he was Mekayim this halacha, halacha zu. He was Mekayim everything. He was a big chassid. The two loaves is all he did in his life. No. They said it. Amazing. I mean, af halacha zu, even this detail, which, I mean, everybody knows about this, you know. But no, he's going to do it by the book. You dig it, you send it an official letter, you go and you talk to the town council, you don't like it, let me know, I'll take care of it. That's real chassidut. Tana Rabbana Maaseh Bibitor Shelechunya Chofer Shechin Shenafla Lebor Gadol. There's once a story of his daughter who fell into a cistern that was filled with water, a very deep cistern. And they came into town and they told Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa that he should pray for her. No, you're not going to miss this story, Abba. Oh my God. This is real Dafis Interruptus. They come to Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa, and Sha'ar Rishonah, the first hour, he says, don't worry about it. Shalom, everything's fine. Second hour, she's still underwater. It's fine. Shalom, don't worry about it. The third hour, he said, look, we know about this phenomena of, you know, surviving with a special metabolistic change underwater, but 3 hours? So he says to them, I guarantee you she's out of the water. Alta. Sure enough, they found her later. So Amrula, they ask her, how the heck did you get out of there? Mi'alech, who took you out of that water? Amralehem, she says, I don't know what it was. I saw a zachar sherechelim, nizdamenli, v'zakein echad banigo. I see this aisle, and an old man is walking with the aisle, and he takes me out. It's clearly Avram Avinu was walking along with Eilon Shel Yitzchak. Well, what did Avram Avinu used to do? He used to dig borot. And who was the one that reopened his borot? Alpi midat hadin. Yitzchak would go around, and he would, that Elosh Yitzchak represents the din. So Rabbi Hanina, as we'll see, was aimed on the fact that the din here has to be that she shouldn't be killed in this boy. So they came to Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa, and they said, what kind of business is what? He one of these weirdo miracle workers? Naviata. What were you saying? You know about this? Amalek, please. Lo Navi Anochi, Lo Ben Navi Anochi has appeared, opposed to our local red string sellers and so on. Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa made it very clear he's not a Navi. I don't know nothing. I just said something that made a lot of sense to me. Does it make sense? A man dedicates his life to digging water cisterns for the public, but his daughter should fall into a water cistern and be killed. It's a complete violation of Midat HaDin. It's ridiculous. So I told you she got out of there, that's all. I was certain that she would get out of there. But the Yerushalmi has the story, as Tosa Springs, that a malach that looked exactly like Hanina ben Doisa took her out of the water. All right. So now this makes you feel really good, right? Amar Rav Acha, well, yeah, it sounds really good, but you know what happened ultimately? Nechunya had a son who died from thirst. So let's not jump to conclusions about the Odyssey over here. Afalpikein met beno bat sama. His son died with thirst. So apparently, the idea over here is that it has, Tosis explains the point is, that the only argument that Reb Chanina Mendoza had was that over here it would be the exact thing that he had done that would have killed his daughter. Masha'in came that it should be the issue of water. On the contrary, that's exactly what you would expect. Because if there was anything lacking in the way that he had dealt with this issue, so then to bring out that, you would expect that the Midas HaDin would be Nizgala in something that had to do with water. And that's why, what's the makar for this? And that Adarama, Shinema Usevivav Nisara Ma'od. The area around God is very stormy, which has a double meaning. Nisara also means sa'ara, a hair. This teaches us, the closer you get to absolute justice and truth, the more subtle are the implications of anything that is not 100% exact. And therefore, the exactitude that becomes the midat adin to the hair's breadth, you would expect would be expressed exactly in this issue. Reb Nechunya says, I have a different makor for this. El na'aratz besod kedoshim rabah v'nora al kol sevivav. God is terrifying to those who are around him. That means that the closer the tzaddik gets, the more dangerous God gets. Omer Reb Chanina kol ha'ober ha'kadosh baruch hu vatranu. Somebody who believes God will be forgiving and does not expect you to deal with the things that you did by tshuva or by not doing them in the first place, yivatru chayav, he could go ahead and be forgiving of his own life. Bye bye. Shenemar hatzur tamim paalo kechol derachav mishpat. Every last pathway of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is justice. There's no such thing as a life that doesn't matter. Omer bichad avitem Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni ma'idichtiv erech apayim. Why does it say that God is an Erech Apayim? Usually, Erech Apayim, we understand that he does not express his anger so readily. But then that would be Erech Af, not Erech Apayim. Apayim is two types of faces, rather than Af, anger expressed in deep breathing, right? So indeed it means Erech Apayim that Tzadikim Ulur Shaim, that both the Apayim of Chesed, which you would think would pay back Tzadikim Lateva, also takes a very long time. So in the same way that we know that we don't see immediate responses, not l'ra, it's also not l'tova. Tanya Rabbana, lo yisakel adam mirshuto l'rshut rabim. A person should not take out stones from his field to make the earth more readily plowable and throw them into rshut rabim, because obviously you're creating borot. Ma'aseh adam echad, shai mesakel mirshuto l'rshut rabim. And matza'o chasid echad, a chasid was walking by and sees this guy clearing out his field, putting the stones into Rishut Rabbim. He said to him, you are such an idiot. I've never seen anybody so dumb in my life. Rake. You're taking stones from somebody else's property. You're putting them into your own property. I've never heard of anything so dumb in my life. So this guy thinks the man's out of his mind. Legal Egalab. Cease. I don't know, this guy's a weirdo. Liyamim. Didn't take long. Nitzrach limkor sadeo. This guy lost his money, had to sell his field. There he was walking along both over Shut Rabim, and of course he falls on these stones and smashes his head open. Otam avanim. He says, now I understand the guy wasn't so stupid. Yafa amar li oto chasid. Mipnei ma ata misakel mishut sheina shalcha, l'rshut shalcha. Rishut Rabim is the only thing you can count on. You happen to temporarily own that field. It's awfully dumb to be bringing something out of something that isn't really yours. It's the only thing that is yours. Have you welcome back to the world of the aware? He was moving stones out of his field into the street. And then he had to sell his field. And he fell on those stones. So he said, now I understand what Aesop was telling me. All right, are you ready now that you're awake for the next Mishnah? HaChofer bor b'rishut harabim v'nafalatofo shor al chamor chaya. You dig a pit in the middle of Rishut HaRabim, a shor chamor falls into it, you're chayim. And it doesn't matter what the shape is. Echad ha-chofer bor, which is round and deep, or a shiach, which is a trench, it's long and skinny, a ma'ara, the square shape. The Gemara is going to talk about why we need all of this. I mean, obviously. Charitzin, or you have now a charitz, some machlokas actually, what is specific about the charitz. The Rashi says that a charitz is basically exactly the same thing as a ma'ara, the only difference being is that the ma'ara is covered with a covering. That's why we call it a ma'ara, basically, that it's a cave, so it's an opening. Rashi Kane, the charitz, being the same shape, but it does not have any covering on top. A nitzim is, it's thinner at the bottom, so it's like a V-shaped na'itz, and that's why we call it a na'itz, like a tack. You would plug into the ground, so to speak. You'd be chayav. In Kane, lama ne'emar bor, then why did the Torah talk about a bor? That's the question. So, according to the Rashi, the pshat is, ma bor sheyesh bo kedei la'amit asarat tfachim, just like a stam bor is 10 tfachim. Now you'll recall, all right, guys, I don't have enough energy to wake you up with my voice. So I have only one choice, to wake you up with my hot tea.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So you're leaving me no options.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. You'll recall that back on Daf Gimel, the Gemara said, Lo asaraktivi, velo shloshaktivi. The Torah doesn't mention 10, the Torah doesn't mention 3. The way Tosfos there points out that the way Rashi is learning over here, that a bor stam is 10 tvachim, it's not true to say lo asarak tivi. If the whole drush over here is lama nemar bor, to tell me asara. Therefore, says Tosfos, a stam bor is basically a well. It's very deep. It doesn't mean it's 10, it means it's at least 10. But you're the ones who came up with 10 being meaningful. That's what we say, lo asarak tivi. Okay, but in any event, a bor is something that's usually deep. A trench is not usually deep. So, it's coming to tell me that the model has to be a bor, which in order to be chayev, enough hashama, shor, chamor, v'meit, kedei lahamit has to be asarat vachim. So too, any of the other shapes have to be asarat vachim to be chayev on mita. So, of course, sheish bo kedei lahamit, asarat vachim. However, hayu pechutim, asarat vachim. How about if it was less than 10 tvachim, and then nafa letocho shor, chamor, v'meit, patur? So if it died, you'd be patur. But if it was huzak, you would be chayav. Now, here comes the big question, which of course relates to the machlokas that we had earlier. What exactly does a bal habor mean? Are you chayav for the creation of the whole, the H-O-L-E? Now, if something falls into an H-O-L-E, and it hits its head on the bottom of the H-O-L-E, well, for heaven's sakes, you didn't create the bottom, did you? Certainly you're not saying it's your bottom. Forgive the pun. So if you fall into a bor in the middle of Rishut HaRabbi, how are you going to be b'chayev a guy for basically doing a grumma? The hole didn't hurt anybody. So, I mean, it's a bishleim, but it was a bor in my Rishut, and then you fell against my ground. You go, ah, your ground hit somebody. But how exactly does it work that your hole killed somebody? Omar Rav, you should know that it's your hole that kills. And that's the bor that the Torah was b'chayev you on. Bor shechiva alaf Torah lahavalo. The point is over here, if you dig a hole, then basically carbon monoxide gathers at the bottom of the hole. It's heavier than air. That's why the animal dies. It's exposed, the gases that have gathered at the bottom of the hole. That's havalo. And if an animal dies, it's not because of the impact. We're not b'chayev you on the impact. It's only because of the gas that's on the bottom of the bor. V'lo l'chavato. So apparently, Rav holds amakasava chavata karka olam u'damaske. Look, I mean, the Torah is not being b'chayev you for the land that was always there that hits you. You just made that possible. But that's like a grumma. You created a hole. We're b'chayev you for the hole. We'll see later on. How about if you own the ground? Right, that's something else. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, well, I mean, certainly you would be chayev for havalot, but kol shekein, you will be chayev for chavato. I mean, if the normal way that a boar kills is by creating an impact. I mean, you could have rare cases where there are poisonous gases, or I mean, but that's not the standard. V'im tomar l'chavato amrat Torah v'lo l'havalot. And if you try to argue, well, Shmuel, once you're saying that there's no argument of karka olam b'chavato. So maybe there's no din of hevel at all. I mean, you could say, I mean, that's, you know, where do we know that the Torah is b'chayev you to take responsibility for the weight of the different gases in the atmosphere? HaTorah he'ida al habor. Did the Torah say what's at the bottom of the bor? Did the Torah say you're only chayev on a bor if there's no foam rubber at the bottom? No, it doesn't say that. So if there's foam rubber on the bottom, you're also chayev. No? So that means that the Torah is clearly being b'chayev you for a hole. Whatever the hole does, the hole causes you to be asphyxiated. You're chayev for the hole. The hole causes you to break your neck. You're chayev for the hole. Any kind of thing, you're chayev. Afilu mole sfugin shot semer. So my benayo, I mean, if Shmuel is made that you're chayev even on the weird situation for hevel, so then what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Suppose you cause a Rishut Rabim to have an area where you dump earth. Now an animal goes up to the top and falls off. So there's no hevel there because the animal falls down to ground level, and therefore there's no hevel on ground level. So according to Rav, Agova lo mechayev. According to Shmuel, Agova nami mechayev. So we've got to be talking about over here that you would be chayev. Now, if Lamaisa, you hurt yourself against the Gova, then Rav would be motivated that you're chayev, says Tosfos. Because in the same way, if you put a stone in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and it falls against the stone, Rav holds it you're chayev. So putting Gova in the middle would also be b'chayev. This we have to take a look later on when we get into the issues of Asara and Tisha, Legabe hitting yourself on something that's jutting out in Rishus HaRabim. Where obviously there's no Hevel issue. So the Nafkamina will be according to Rav Agova lo Mechayev, according to Shmuel Agova Nami Mechayev. My time in the Rav, the Omar Kro, the Nafal, Achi, Pol, Derech, Nefilav. The Torah says, you got to fall into this. Mashma, you're walking along, and now your front leg, you being ashore, your front leg slips, your head falls down into the bor. Where is your nose? Right in the carbon monoxide. And that's how I know. It says Rav, that it's all a function of your nose and the gas. Shmuel says, Nafal just means that you fell, not normal fall. I don't care if you fell bottom first and your nose is up in the air. If you busted your spine and that's how you died, then that's also going to be Mechayev. Obviously, there were many other cases that we could have said the difference is between Rav and Shmuel anyway, right? Because we could have said, as Tosfos points out, if you fell in backwards and busted your spine, so then according to Rav, you're not chayev because it wasn't the hevel, and it wasn't hevel in this case. We could talk about a bor which is shaped in such a way, indeed, which is wider than its depth. We're going to see later on. In such a case, there really is no hevel. Now continues the Gemara to ask on Rav. It's not. Imkein lama ne'emar bor. The Mishnah continues to say, why then does it mention bor specifically? Mar bor sheyesh b'kdei la'amid asarat tvachim. So now, if it's saying anything at all, what would that anything at all be? According to Shmuel, it's clear. According to Shmuel, it's coming to add, even if it's not a hole. The case that we just said, if you make something that creates a ridge and then the animal goes up and falls, where according to Rav, there's no hevel in your potter, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah's gufa coming to tell me that Shechayev on the Chavata, that makes a great deal of sense. But according to Rav, what exactly is being added with the words Afkol? Afkol atu imai. Answers the Gemara, well, it's coming to add Charitzim and Yitzim, which are other shapes. This is the Gemara, Charitzim and Yitzim. That's said beferish in the Mishnah. Why would I need to tell me the other shapes? Pedu ketanilo. True, says the Gemara, but tani vada mefareish. Remember that the derech of a Mishnah is very often to state a principle, and then to say, what exactly do I mean? Here are the examples of what I mean. And the truth is that according to Rav, actually, the Mishnah makes a great deal of sense in the structure. It is according to Shmuel, we have to take a look at one particular aspect of Bor to understand the Mishnah, which is not the Chavatah, but which is the Havalah, which of course Shmuel is motivated to. According to Rav, the whole focus of the Mishnah, of course, would be Hevel. And therefore, the cases that we're talking over here, the Chiddush, is that each one of them, there's a reason to think that there would be less chance of Hevel than the case before. Because what? I need each and every one of these cases. Let's take the first case. First case is Bor. So the reason that Bor is Chayev, Avimina Bor, which is Asara, that's going to be Mechayev you on the Nezek, rather on the Misa, the reason that that's true is because Id Behavala. There's enough of the Hevel there, Mishum Dekot and Rechriachah. that bore is small and it's round, and there's a lot of chances for the bad air to gather in the bottom. Hashem, the Shiach, which is Orech, where you've got a lot more air circulating, you have a long Shiach, a trench. So maybe there's not Hevel in Asarat Fachim, and it can't die. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell me, no, surely even a Shiach has Hevel. If you thought a Shiach, I would say, okay, Shiach over there, yes, Asarat Fachim has Hevel, Ipe Hevel. Mishum de Katin, remember that a trench is very thin. A Ma'ara, which is square, so it's just as wide, has more of a chance for air exchange, maybe just in 10 little Tvachim, maybe led by Havalah. On the other hand, Itana Ma'ara, but only said the Ma'ara. I'd say, okay, maybe the Ma'ara has Hevel Ba'asara with the Yitpei Havalah, but that's because a Ma'ara has a cover, and it's the Metalala. Of a Charitzin de lo Metalala, when you talk about a Charitz, the Charitz, remember, according to Rashi, is basically exactly the same case as the Ma'ara, it just doesn't have a cover. So I would say, well, if there's no cover, then certainly it's much easier for the air to circulate. So ima basara let behavala. Maybe there's already so much circulation that there's no hevel just in 10 tvachim. Vitana charitzin, I would say, okay, charitzin, that's right, behavala. Mishum de let beruvikam leot fe mitatoi. After all, the charitzim do not have any wider space on top than they have on the bottom, but in na'itz, which is wider on top, more than is on the bottom. Okay, I mean, over there, I would say that, look, you got a little bit of space for guests to gather on the bottom, a great deal of air that's circulating on the top because of the, it's wider on top, so maybe Asara doesn't have Avala. Therefore, Kamash Malam, the Tan is coming to tell us, therefore, in all of these cases, a basic structure of Lozu Avzon, the Mishnah, give me this case, you would think not this case, no this case also. Give me the next case, you would think only those cases, no next case also. And that way, the Mishnah is continually addressing the Chiddush of Havala.
Or Brishat HaYachid, U'Pitachol Brishat HaRabim, Or Brishat HaRabim, U'Pitachol Brishat HaYachid, Brishat HaYachid, U'Pitachol Brishat HaYachid, Acher, Chayav. Tana Rabbanan, Akofer Bor Brishat HaYachid, U'Pitachol Brishat HaRabim, Chayav. V'zehu bor amur b'torah divrei Rabbi Shmo. Rabbi Akiva omer, hifkir reshuto v'lo hifkir boro, zehu bor amur b'torah. Omar Rabba, I'll tell you what the machlokas is here. V'bor b'shuto rabim kolei amal oplik d'machayim. My time, it's a fresh apostate. Ki iftach ishbor, ki ichre ishbor, ima apticha chayav akriya lo koshiken. Ela shall escape ticha v'al escape kriya ba'ala. Lo nechavku ela b'bor reshuto. Rabbi Akiva Sovar, Bor Brishuto Nami Chayav, Techtiv Ba'ala Bor, Bor Dit Be Ba'alim, Kamarachmana, Rabbi Shmo Sovar, the meaning of Ba'ala Bor is Ba'ala Takala. So then why does Rabbi Akiva say, Zehu Bor Amor Batorah de Kam Rabbi Akiva? It means Zehu Bor, Shepatak Wakatuv Tchilala Tashlomim. So how do you argue about it? This is Bor Prime. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Bor Brishuto Yachid Kuleyam Alo Pligi de Bachayav, on the contrary. That's the one everybody agrees, because it says Bala Bora Marachmana, Bordi de Bali Maskina. The Machloket is Dafkan the Bor Brishuto Rabim. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Bor Brishuto Rabim, Nami Chayav, Dechtiv Kiftach, Vichi Yichre, Im Apticha Chayava Kriya Lo Koshekin, Ela Shall Escape Ticha Vel Escape Kriya Ba'alo. And Rabbi Akiva says that's not what that means. Hanu Mitzrach Tzrichi. The Kata Rachmana ki yiftach havamina poteach only is sagile b'kisuyeh. But a koreh is lo sagile b'kisuyeh adetoyim le. The Kata Rachmana ki yichreh havamina kriyahu de boy kisuyeh. Mishum da avad ma'asev digging the bore. But a poteach de lo avad ma'asev in the first place. Maybe he's not even chayev if he's not mechaseh. And kisuyeh nam le boy kamash b'lach. So why does Rabbi Yishval say zehu bar amur b'torah to come Rabbi Yishval? He means, Rabbi Akiva, for God's sake, this is Bor Prime. Zeo Bor Shepatakwa Katuf Tchilal and Izakin. Meitve. Achofer Bor Brishut Arabi Ptachol Rishut Echid Patur. Afal Pi She'enu Rishai Lasot, okay? But Fi She'enu Sin Chalal Tachat Rishut Arabi. Achofer Borot Shechinu Ma'arot Rishut Ayachid. Uptachol Rishut Arabi Chayab. Vachofer Borot Rishut Ayachid Asmuchal Rishut Arabi. Kegod Eilu Achofrim Lushin Patur. Rebis Rebina Mechayev, Achi Asemechitza Asara, Wachi Archik, Mimakom Jisat Ragle Adam, Umimakom Jisat Ragle Beima, Arba Atvachim. Anyway, you see from here, Dafka, because you're a contractor in the solution, Halav Lushin, you would be Chayev.
So Amani, so Bishleim of the Rabbah, you could say. The Sefer that's Mechayev Rishut Rabbim is Rabbi Yishmael, and the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Yosef, the Sefer, okay, everybody agrees. But the Reish Amani, lo Rabbi Yishmael, but lo Rabbi Akiva. Omlach Rabbi Yosef, Kula Devri Akol, the Reish is talking about Shalo Yivkir, lo Rishut Avaloboro. Which case you could say, what the heck did you come into my house, into my Rishus for? To fall into a bore? Om Rav Ashi, Ashtu, Kimto Rav Yosef, Adivri Akol. We ought to do the same thing for Rabba. The Rabba Nami lo took with Ketanoi. And actually, Bidereisha Rav Yishmael, Sefer Nami Rav Yishmael, Vataima, Dila Ushin, Alav Lushin Chayav, is because Kigun Darvuche Arva Kelushut Rabbi. Meitve, Achofer Bor Bershut Ayachi, Uptachol Rushut Rabbim Chayav. Bershut Ayachi, that's Bukhal Rushut Rabbim, Patur. Oh. So Bishleibel Rabba Kula Rabbi Shmali. That's exactly what Rabbi Shmali holds. That you're part of a Barber Shutayachi. But according to Rabbi Yosef, Bishleibel Reisha Rabbi Shmali. But Sefer Mani, Lo Rabbi Shmali, Lo Rabbi Akiva, because everybody holds your Chayiv according to him in a Barber Shutayachi. Or Melacha, here it's talking about contractors. Bechor Felushin, and it's Divrei HaKol. Tan Rabbanon Chafar Upatach Umasar L'Rabim Patur. But Chafar Upatach V'lo Masar L'Rabim Chayav. V'chein minago shu dekhunya, chofer barot shekhinu maharot, shaya chofer, upoteach, ubasel rabim. Ukeshishamu chachamim bedavar amu, wow, ki yem zo alakha zo. What do you mean alakha zo? V'tulo, eleima ki yem zo af alakha zo. What a tzarek. Ton rabbanu maase bibito shu dekhunya chofer shekhinu maharot, shenafla labor gadol, bohu vodi at Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Sha'ari shana amar lehem, don't worry about it. Shniya amar lehem, akol b'seder. Shlishat amar lehem, I'm telling you, she's out of there. In the end, amrula mihale, amra lehem zachar shurechelim nizdamein li, v'zaken echad manigo. Amrula lo Rabbi Chanina, naviata. Amar lehem lo navi anochi, lo bed navi anochi, ela kach amarti. Davar shoto tzadik mitzta'er bo, yikashel bo zaro. Amre vacha afa pikein, meit b'no b'tzamah. שנאמר הוא סביביו נסערה מאוד מלמד שהקדוש ברוך הוא מדקדק בסביביו אפילו כחוט הסערה רבי נחוני אמר מיוחד אל נערץ בסוד קדושים רבה ונורא כל סביביו אומר רבי חנינו כל אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא ותרנו יוותרו חייו שנאמר עצור תמים בעלו ככל דרכיו משפט אומר רבי חנינו ותמר שבו מנחמיני מהי לכתיב ערך אפיים ולא כתיב ערך אף ערך אפיים לצדיקים ולרשעים. תנו רבנו לא יסכל אדם מרשותו לרשות הרבים. מעשה באדם אחד שהיה מסכל ברשותו לרשות הרבים, ומצאו חסיד אחד, אמר לו, אידיט, בידי מה אתה מסכל מרשות שאינה שלך, לרשות שלך? לגלג עליו. לימים נצטרך למכור שדהו, והימהלך באותו רשות הרבים, ונחשב באותן אבנים. אמר, וואו, יפה אמר לי אותו חסיד, מפני מה אתה מסכם רשות שינה שלך לרשות שלך. החופר בור ברשות רבים ונפל לתוכו שורח המור חייב. אחד החופר בור, שיח, מערה, חריצים, נעיצים, חייב. אם כן, למה נאמר בור? מר בור שיש פה כדי להמית עשרה טווחים, אף כל שיש פה כדי להמית עשרה טווחים. היו פחותים מעשרה טווחים, ונפל לתוכו שורח המור ומת, פטור. ומזק בו חייב. אומר רב בו שכיב עליו תורה להבלו ולא לחבטו. אמר כסבר חבטה קרקע עולם הוא דוקמאס כלי. ושמול אמר להבלו כל שכן לחבטו. ואם תאמר לחבטו אמרה תורה ולא להבלו, התורה העידה על הבור אפילו מלא ספוגית של צמר. מה בעיניו? איקה בעיניו דעבד גובה ברשות הרבי. לרב, הגובה לא מחייב. ושמואל, הגובה נמי מחייב. מה הייתה בלרב? דיומה הקרוב ונפל, עד שיפול דרך נפילה with your nose on the bottom. ושמואל ונפל כל דו משמע. תנאי, אם כן, למה נאמר בור? מר בור שיש בו כדי להמית עשרה טווחים. אף כל שיש בו כדי להמית עשרה טווחים. זה בשלם אלה שמואל, אף כל, לא תהיה גובה. רב, אף כל לא תהיה מים. לא. The afkol is latuya, the shape vis-a-vis the gazes.
Latir karitini, itin karitini, itin, vedi ktani lo. Latani vada mefarish. Vani kula diktani, lam li tricha. Ditana boravim in a borasrodit, behavala, bishop de katinu kricha. Avo shiach, the arif, emabasar alet behavala. Itana shiach, avimir shiach asaraudit behavala, bishop de katin. Avo meara de mirbaa. Imabasar let Pavala. Itana Marab, Amina Marabasraudit Pavala, Mishum de Metalala. Avakariti de lo Metalale, Imabasar let Pavala. Vitara Karitin Ava Mina Karitin, Asaraudit Pavala, Mishum de let Beravika Mila El, Tvemitatoi. Avane itin de Ravika Mila El, Tvemitatoi. Imabasar let Bu Avala, Kamashman.